Hi, my name is Sam, and I believe that God has called me to join with the Apostles Paul and countless other leaders in the task of telling people about Jesus. The book of 2 Timothy says that God has not given us a spirit of timidity, but of power and love and self-discipline. It also says not to be ashamed of the testimony that God has given you. I've decided to come here today to boldly speak about some of the things God has taught me and me and done in my life. God has been teaching me lately to keep persevering even when life gets tough, because lately I've had a kind of stressful month, and my house burned and we had to move into a hotel, and we thought we might have to live in the hotel for the rest of the remainder of the time, but me and my family prayed about it, and now we're living in a home, and I thank God for that. And in 2 Timothy 4, chapter 4, verse 2 through 4, says to preach the word of God and to patiently rebuke and encourage people with good teaching. It says that a time is coming when people no longer listen to sound and wholesome teaching. They will follow their own desires and will look for teachers who will teach them whatever their itching ears want to hear. They will reject the truth and chase after me. Sean has asked me to share one verse anywhere in the Bible that I think would correct or encourage you, even if it isn't something that everyone would like to hear. I've chosen 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, which says, casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. Because I think that all my peers really need to understand the truth that God is always with you, even when life gets tough and your anxieties are getting to you. Thank you for listening.